We're starting Bava Basub. The third shar, the third chelik. Bava means a shar, the third part of Meseches Nezikim. You see in the Tosefta, the same way Meseches Kelim is 30 prokim, there's a Bava Rishon of Meseches Kelim, a Bava Shni and a Bava Shlishis. So there's a Bava Kama, a Bava Metzia, and a Bava Basra of Meseches Nezikim. And it's a good question exactly how it's split up. What exactly is the Chalukah? But one Nekuda, maybe, that will help us create a mindset that will take us into the Masechta. Bava Kama deals with momenistic chiyuvim between two people that are created not by choice. Reuven is Mazik Shimon, it's certainly not by choice of Shimon. Either Reuven's momen Mazik or Reuven does a Maisa Gneva, Gzeila, Chavola, Niskei, Mamoinoi. All that is the territory of Meseches Bava Kama. Meseches Bava Metzia deals with dine moment that are created between two people when there's some type of relationship. So, okay, there's a Metzia where Reuven willingly picks up that which is Shimon's. Shimon didn't willingly lose it, but Lamaisa, that's the Metzia. He lost it. Reuven got it from him. After that, there are relationships between two people that are created. Shoimrim. Reuven buys something from Shimon, dine oino. Reuven lends money to Shimon, dine ribis. After that, tzchiras poyalim, chakiras kaka, and so on. Relationships that are created by agreement between two people. Bava Basra has a new metzias. There's a metzias of dine moments that are created by two people, not because they necessarily agreed to go into some type of asik together. They just are in a relationship that creates givis adinim between them. For instance, shutfim. Now, shutfim could agree to go into shutfim and they could create certain tenoim between themselves. But what happens if two people happen to have owned? Reuven gave a matono, half his house to Shimon, half his house to Levi. Shimon and Levi are shutfim by default. What's the dinim between them? How do they divide it? What happens if one wants to buy the other one out? What happens if it's a big open field and they want to put a fence, etc.? That's the first perek. After that, we have two people living next door to each other. Reuven doesn't know Shimon. Shimon doesn't know Reuven. Lamaisa, Reuven could do certain things on the side of his fence that get in Shimon's way. Shimon does things on his side of the fence that get in Reuven's way. And it's Keshchenim. After that, there's already karkois of karka, because by shutfim and shcheinim, usually we're talking about karkois. That's the usual purview of shcheinim, certainly, and shutfim as well. After that, there are some dinim mechira, and then we have another complete area in halacha, which is financial dinim between two parties without a kinyan, without agreement. That's hilchos Yerusha. And that's going to be the latter part of the Masechta Yerusha. And all the dinim that are matonis, memela, that are by choice, matonis that are given by a shchivmer and so on, matonis that are given by somebody about to die. And then the end of the Masechta will wrap up with dine shtoris. So we're now going to begin Perek HaShutvim. There's an interesting ha'ora that was Rabbi Zalman's psicha to the Masechta in the first halacha. Let's start the Masechta reading the Mishnah. And we'll start with that ha'orah, which will give us insight into the nature of these dinim. Hashutofim shirotzu lasos mechitza b'chotza. We're talking here about shutvim. Again, like we said, two people could own a piece of land, not necessarily by choice. They own the piece of land, and now instead of being a big open field that both of them have schus to plant, to walk, to use, to cook, bake, etc. Now they want to divide it, that this huge chotza, this front yard, should be half Reuven's and half Shimon's. Reuven doesn't want to be with Shimon. Shimon doesn't want to be with Reuven. So the halacha is Beinin es hakoisel be'emtza. They both have to be mishtatif to build a wall. Now, why do they have to? So the Gemara introduces a topic that's called a chotzer sheyesh bo kedei chaluka and a chotzer she'ein bo kedei chaluka. What's called a chotzer, which is a substantial piece of land that could be used for various tashmishi chotzer, laundry, cooking, which is what they did with chatzers in those days. Dalet amos by dalet amos. The Gemara says that's a basic chotzer. So where you have a front yard that belongs to two people, could be, by the way, that the reason why they should shutofim in the chotzer is because this is the piece of land that was fenced in, and it's adjacent to their two houses. Reuven is completely his house. Shimon is completely the owner of his house. They own the front yard together. That's generally the way it is. So Reuven and Shimon get along. They do their laundry together. They cook together. The wives get along. It's fine. What happens, let's say, they don't want? Shenish. They want privacy. So where it's yesh bo kedei chaluka, the halacha is that each one could force the other one to build the wall. What do you mean? Reuven says, I don't care. Shimon says, I want to make a chaluka. He has a right to force a chaluka. Shimon will take his side. Reuven will take his side. Dalet Amos to the left, Dalet Amos to the right. And Shimon could force Reuven to build the wall. Reuven could force Shimon to build the wall. Why? The Gemara says, Shmamina from the Mishnah, that Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek. Reuven is compromising Shimon's use of his chotzer by being able to look in. Privacy is a basic part of Tashmishi chotzer. Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek. The Gemara says that's a Shmamina. It's not so pashut. A chotzer she'ein bo din chaluka, where it's less than 8 amos by 8 amos, you really can't force, or 8 amos by 4 amos. You'll divide it, it'll be 2 4 by 4s. Really, each party can't force the other one. If they agree to make a chaluka, then they have to build the wall. Why? Again, once you make a chaluka, hezek riyah shmei hezek. Reuven says to Shimon, no, efshi, I can't have you compromising my privacy. So the Gemara starts that this is really the message of the Mishnah, is Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. So Rabbi Zalman asked, are we learning Dine Mazik? Hezek Riyah is more relevant to the second parak, which talks about Hezekim between two Shechenim. And the answer is that's not really the Din of the Mishnah. The Din of the Mishnah is the fact that when two people own something Bishutvis, Shutvis imposes Chusim for each one. And one of those chusim is that if it's kedei chaluka, each one could force a chaluka of the property. Memela, there's going to be hezek. So memela, each one could take his chelik of the property the way it's supposed to be used without compromise, which means the chotzer has kedei tznius. Because hezek riyah shmei hezek, then memela, once you could force a chaluka, you could also force your former neighbor, Shochin, Shutif, you could also force him to put up the wall, to be Mishtatif. Both of you have to build the wall together. Now, another point to make over here is in the Loshna, Shutvim Shirotsu Lasis Mechitz, it sounds like we just said, they have to be willing, because the Chotzer She'embek Dechaluka, they have to agree. Does that agreement have staying power? That means, let's say on Tuesday they agree, okay, you know what, we're not getting along so well, let's split, let's divide. Tuesday night, Reuven comes to Shimon and says, you know that if we split, the din of the Mishnah is that I'm going to force you to build a wall. Shimon says, I'm not willing to spend money on a wall. I was okay, you stay on your side, I'll stay on my side, I don't want a wall. So could he back out? The answer is yes. The Rav says over here from the Gemara that the Rotsu Lasis Mechitza then has to be cemented by each one being kind of his side of mutual ownership of the Chotzu with the King of Chazaka. King Chazaka is one of the three kinyanim of Karka. We learned in Kedushin. Chazaka, Kesef, and Shtar. So over here he makes a King Chazaka. Each one now hangs up a laundry line on his side of the Chatzah. That makes the kinyan. He's kind of his side, he's kind of his side. Now Reuven can force Shimon, Shimon can force Reuven to build the wall. But what happens if not? The verbal agreement won't be enough. Not only that. Even if they make a kinyan Sudar where they're mechayiv to each other, can make a kinyan suda Reuven to be mechayiv himself $100 to Shimon. Shimon can make a kinyan suda to owe Reuven $100, but they can't make a kinyan suda on a chalukas hashutvis. Why? That's called a kinyan dvarim. Kinyan dvarim means a Reuven cannot be meshabed himself with a kinyan to do something. Chaluka, they both own. He's not being makne. Reuven's not being makne his chotzer to Shimon. Reuven owns half, Shimon owns half. They're just dividing it with a clarity, the right side to the left side. That's a kinyan to do something. There's no kinyan to do something. Meaning, say, Reuven can make himself into a bal choiv with a kinyan suda. I now owe Shimon $100. You could do that. But Reuven can't be mechayim himself with a kinyan dvarim, with a kinyan suda, that he will be makne to Shimon this sefer or that car or that house. That he will do something. You could, with a king of Suda, you could be makne. You could be meshabe that you owe money. That's a hakno. There's a mamani gabok. But a kinyan dvarim is a kinyan to gift tomorrow something. That's not chal. That's a kinyan to do something. It's called a kinyan dvarim. One more prat over here, which is a major machlek sapoiskim. The loshon of the Rav is that both of them, v'hichzik kol echod mehem beruach hamagia loy. Each one has to be kind. In order for it to be binding, Reuven's kind of his side exclusively. Shimon's kind of his side exclusively. Done deal. What happens if Reuven's kind of his side exclusively? That means that Shimon's kind of the other side. Why does it have to be both? So some place come out it's Lav Dafka. Shainim, the Rosh, the Mukiyas, the Taisyanta brings the Shittis. Some Shittis hold that no. And both Shittis are brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Cheshemishba Kufnun Zayin. Because this is not a real proper chazaka. Chazaka means Reuven's being kind of from Shimon. Reuven over here owned half the chotzer. It's now becoming exclusively that his 50% bailus is now going to be confined to the right side. That's not a real kinyan chazaka. Similarly, both of them have to do it in order to clarify each one now having exclusive rights on their side. That's a summary of the dinim that's here. There's quite a bit. Now the Mishnah adds, once we understand that, what type of wall do they have to build? Maybe they ask him to build a wall. Reuven wants a proper... Reuven's the one who was upset in the first place. He wants a concrete, soundproof wall. He wants it going 50 feet high. Shimon's not so... Okay, fine, you want to split. You go to this side, I'll go to that side. Fine. We'll put up a chain link fence. What's the big deal? A picket fence. Mokem shenoagu livnes gvil gozes kfisim levenim boinim. All these types, they're different walls, they're different thicknesses, different materials. Gvil is made out of stones that are still rough, they're not sanded down, they have sharp edges. Nope. Gozes are, you know, it's like a brick wall. They're not brick, but it's stones that are cut to a certain shape. It's a little bit more, probably more expensive, but it's a little bit more defined, a little more classy. Kvisim is taka type of brick. It's like half bricks. Levenim are full bricks. Different style, different cost. Boinim, hakol kimin gamadina. The Mishnah adds that. That the chischaivus between the two of them is kifi. What is the normal way of defining exclusivity between the right side, between the left side, between a Reuven and a Shimon? The hakol kimin gamadina over here, the Rav coming from the Gemara, says the reason why there's an emphasis is because anything, even not one of these one, two, three, four different types are going to go, but it has to be something that blocks out vision. The chaluka is not properly nischalik unless each side is hezekriya free from the other side. That's the meaning. That's the din, but kifi minig amedina. Now, the Mishnah Gerada gives you a little bit of delineation over here of the different types. Begvil zenois and shloisha tvachim, vizenois and shloisha tvachim. That's how thick it is, six tvachim. Because it's zenois and tivchayim umechza, vizenois and tivchayim mechza, each 2.5, a grand total of 5. Kvisim zenois and tivchayim, vizenois and tivchayim, each one is 2. Belevenim zenois and tevach umechza, vizenois and tevach umechza. It's going to take up more ground, it's going to cost different. It's also going to take up more space on the ground. So nobody's mechuyev to have more of his chotzer swallowed up by the fence than what the minig hamedin is. But whatever the minig hamedin is, that's the nature of the agreement. That's what's chal on them. Kefi minig hamedin. The Mishnah adds one more prat, which is a big discussion. L'fikach im nofel ha-koysel ha-mokim va-avonim shel shneim. They built the wall and Nebuch the wall came tumbling down. If it fell into Rishus HaRabim, for sure, that's a davar pashut. That hamokim v'avonim shel shneim. The basic idea over here is that the assumption anan tzadi b'fonenu that they both have to build. That's the din. So we see that the mokim of the koisel is shayach to both of them. Okay, because each one gave an equal piece of land to build the 5 or 6 or 4, whatever the thickness was. Aleph beis the avonim. Even though the avonim is metaltalin, you don't go with the regular dinim of muchzik. Normal. Let's say the avonim fell down, and one guy brought a dump truck early the next morning, and he schlepped over, not a dump truck, a tractor, and he schlepped over all the avonim to his side. Now he's a muksik. No. Since there's an anan sahadi, that we see the mokim and the avonim, that the wall was built by both, we still see the muhzokas kaim on the avonim, we see it becheskas, both of them. There's a lot of raid around the oimik of this nekuda of a tfisa la'acha shenoylad hasofik, or a tfisa la'acha that we had a certain picture of what happened over here. The Bavus the Tais is over here, and the Bezim and Alf, the Divrei Maskul Lefikoch, that goes into this noise. Now we have Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Beis, there's added details to the ideas that we had over here with a few contrasts. V'chein beginner, first a comparison. not a chotzer, where a chotzer was a mokim, it was a piece of land in front of a house where they did cooking and laundry, v'chule, and that's why it's mechayv a certain amount of tznius. So memela, there's hezek real, like we said, and that's why it's mechayv both of them to be maskim to build a wall, or even if they're not maskim, one could force the other one in bezin to build a wall. Gino, also, mokim shenoagu ligdar mechayvin oisoi. In a place where the norm is that if you took a big field, you have a farm, and you have a big plot of land, and now you decide to divide it, this would be not a chotz in front of two houses. You're talking about a farm, maybe you're talking about two brothers, or you're talking about Reuven gifted half his field to Shimon, half his field to Levi, or they went into Shutvis, they taka bought a field together, and now there was a falling out, they want to split it up. So the halacha is, mokum shenoagu ligdor mechayvin oisoi, if the norm is to build a fence between the two ginois, the minig hamokum, and you have to build it kefi, the standard of the minig hamokum, mamish the way we had in Mishnah Aleph. Except with one chilek. We spoke out that even if there's no minig to build a wall that prevents Hezekiah, the halach is that Reuven and Shimon have a right to insist on exclusivity of their ownership on their side, the right to the left to the right, without Hezekiah. That's a given. Hezekiah Shmei Hezek. In a gino, there's no privacy. You're planting. What is Reuven seeing at the Shimon? Shimon in his overalls. What's the difference? There's no privacy. It's just a shaylov in order that there should be a clear fruit shouldn't go from one side to the other. Cows shouldn't wander over. Severe. Part of the Mokum Shenagu is whether they build or not. In a place where the Mokum Shenagu is that each field is separated with a picket fence, and then that's the Mokum Shenagu. You make a chalukah, it's mechayev that both of them should be mishtatev in the picket fence. In a Mokum Shenagu where the fields are open, and you just know there's a line of demarcation where the end of the field is okay, so then that's that. You can't force the other guy to build the fence. There is a gevissa, the Rishonim speak out, comes from the Gemara, the end of the third parak, and it's merumas over here in the Gemara. There is a gevissa hezekriah by two ginois, and that's called an ayin hara. Reuven sees that Shimon's field is steiging, it's flourishing, it's growing well, and he looks at it with ayin hara. We know that ayin hara is a real thing. We don't might not understand it, but it's real. So memela, Reuven looking with a shlechta oig into Shimon's rishus, Shimon looking into Reuven's rishus, there is a level of kpeida there. But that level of kpeida is totally b'minig. So memela, you can't force it. If the minig is not to build, so then that's what it is. Avo b'biko. Biko is a big open valley. And people bought off from whoever owned it, but it's a big open place. People bought off plots of land, there's fields. It's an open place. Over there, the stomius is not sometimes in some places they build, some places they don't. That's by a gina. It's a little bit more private. It's plots. It's a little bit more, it's less rolling fields extensively. A biko, which is a big open place, over there, the stomius is that people don't build. So therefore, mokum shenagu shalei ligdor mechayvin. So you have to read the Mishnah, not there are mekaymis, there aren't mekaymis. The stomius is that it's a mokum shenagu shalei ligdor, and therefore in mechayvin oisa. Elam roitza, if Reuven has paid this, he is extra sensitive for ayin hara, he's extra sensitive for his cows wandering, du willst, his gesundheit, build it yourself. Elam roitza, Reuven, you want to build it, koinesotech shalei, you have to give the land of it. And you have to build it. He wants to identify that the wall was built by him on his land and Avonim, the cost is his. So what he does is chozis is a type of simin, some types of visibility that you could see from the outside of the wall. That shows that that's outside. The wall's in his. And he puts that up and that will be a simin that should last for however long it is, 100, 200 years, that it's his. And therefore, the muhzokus is that it's his. Lefikach, therefore, it should be a davar pashut. Im nafla kaisu b'mohamokim v'avonim shaloi. The stomius is that it's his. And that lechayru would mean that even if it fell into the reshus of the one who wasn't mishtatev, or the one who's assumed not to be mishtatev, he can't say as a muhzik that the simin is not strong enough. The chazok is, the mukzok is of the land, and the avonim is that the chazis proves that it was on the outside, and the land and the avonim were from the one on the other side, And therefore, even if it fell in the direction of the one who wasn't mishtata, where the chazus was on his side, he can't claim the avonim as his. The muchzokus is oimid b'mkoymoy, that avonim are not his. If you want to know what was the standard siman, the Rav brings from the Gemara, that he put on an extra layer of cement on the outside. That was the chazus. And the reason why he doesn't put the cement on his side is because then the other guy could just put up at any point he wants to put a counterclaim that he was mishtata, or put up cement on his side. It's like this. If he put up the cement on the other guy's side, and he has a right to, then if the other guy peels it off, that's the best he could do. Peeling will always leave a simen nicker that something was peeled off. Like taking a piece of paper, klaf, you write a shtar, and somebody will have in the last pack and this, you could clearly see that somebody erased details of whatever was recorded in the shtar. So that's the best way to make sure that it stays tamper-proof. So yeah, that's the way to do it. He puts it up on the other side. At best, the other guy could just peel it off. It'll be nicker. So mela, the muchzakus stays bi'ad shneim. The Mishnah fears are something which l'chayra is a davar pashut. Im osu midash shneim, if both of them agreed, so then you don't want later on one claiming that the kaisa was his. So boysen is a kaisa ba'emtza. Obviously, each one has to give land. Voysen chozes mikana mikana. You put up the simen, the hacker, from both sides. Lufikoch im nofla kaisa la'mokum v'avonim shal shneim. Chayra, it's muchzik bi'ad shneim. Even if it fell into one sushus, like we said before, it'll stay muchzik bi'ad shneim. Now, l'chayr, the obvious question is, why do both of them have to put up an extra layer of cement? Let neither one put it up. No chazis means both of them were mishtatev. So, some of the Rishonim say b'shem Rashi, l'chayr al derech ha-poshut, that because then one of them could always put it up. He sees the wall's about to fall, so he quickly climbs up the ladder, puts up a layer of cement, and that's it. That's the simon that's going to prove that it was his. Somebody saw yesterday before it fell, there was a chazis, there, it's his. The Mokum is his, the Avonim are his, the Samela, both of them put to avoid that. That would be L'chayr the Pashut Pshat. You could say, and the Ktzos has a Medubra on this, it's in the Neis Hakelim and Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Nun Ches, Efshe Kem Mizogun Vaiter. Once Chazal were Misakin, that the way to Shtel Avek Danan Sahadi, the Muchzokus that's Biyad Shneyem, or the Muchzokus that's Biyad Echad Mehem, is the Chazis. If neither puts up a chazis, we don't see it muchzik bi'ad shneihem. What shtels it avek that it's muchzik bi'ad shneihem? Over here we're talking about that a wall, there's no given over here that the wall was put up as kama shneihem. That's only by a chotzer in Mishnah Aleph. Over here, by a biko, you don't know. Maybe a wall would be put up, maybe not. Lamaisa, somebody put up a wall. You see the wall bi'ad shneihem, there's no automatic that the wall was built by both. What shtels avek, what puts it squarely in the muchzokus, in the stomius of the rishus, of one of them is a chazis. What puts it b'shush shtehem is two chazis on both sides. No chazis? If that's the way to identify it, biyad echod, then no chazis means it's not biyad anybody's. So if the avonim would fall into one rishus, he's the muchzik. That's the ktois from the poiskim. So that's a tesefes dvarim over here.